In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God has just killed my son. But I'm not the first father to think this. The Lord once said to Abraham, "Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering." God has just killed my son. So too thought Jacob when he held in his shaking hands the bloody coat of his beloved Joseph. God has just killed my son. So how does it feel today, Pastor, to have your son baptized? How can I begin to answer that question? You parents who have brought your children to baptism already know that baptism is not all smiles and pictures and unearned congratulations. Baptism is much more serious than that. In fact, if I believe what the good book says, then I must also believe that the good God has just killed my boy. But before you scoff or shake your head, ask me why. Why, Pastor, do you think that God has just killed your son? Because God himself teaches us that this is what baptism is. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death. Baptism is burial. Baptism is death. That's not my word. That's the word of our Lord. All we see with our eyes is a little harmless water. But with our ears, we hear the voice of God telling us that in this water, we are buried through baptism into death. Before it is anything else, then, this font is a place of death. And I bring my son to the waters of holy baptism so that he might be drowned and die. What kind of God would teach us that we must be put to death through baptism? A God who is very different from the preachers and pastors who are popular today. They preach a God who wants to make you happier and healthier. The one true God, he wants you to be drowned and die. They preach a God who says, "Do your best and I'll take care of the rest." The one true God says, "To me, your best is like used menstrual rags." They preach that the human heart is essentially good and just needs 7 steps of something in order to become greatly improved. But the one true God says, out of the heart of man come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. Would you call Jesus a liar? Or has he described your heart exactly as it is? There are only these two theologies, then, in the entire world. One tells you that your heart is good, that all you need to please God is a little self-improvement. The other tells you the truth, that your heart is desperately wicked, that all you need to please God is to be drowned and die. I know my own heart, and what disease I've inherited from Adam, and what disease I've now passed on to my son, And so today, he receives the sign of the cross both upon his forehead and upon his heart, the sign of God's death sentence. Because the one true God makes no compromises with sin. On the contrary, he summons sinners, one and all, to be drowned in holy baptism, to be buried through baptism into death. So you see, the font isn't so different from Moriah after all. Like Abraham, I take my unknowing little lamb to the sacrifice. This font is not so different from Jacob's pit. Here I take my little brother and throw him in. But it is here too, at this font, that my Isaac finds the lamb who will take his place. Not a lamb caught in a thicket, but a man caught in a crown of thorns. It is here, at this font, that my little Joseph hears the voice of the lamb who is slaughtered in his place. And my son's coat of many-colored sins is now dipped in the blood of Jesus. And therefore, with Abraham and Jacob, today yet one more father rejoices. For today God has saved my son. And this is true because at this font, we are not just buried through baptism into death, we are buried with Christ. In these waters, God does what only God can do. He unites us with Christ in a death like his. He unites us with Christ in such a way that Christ's death is now our death. His crucifixion, our crucifixion. His suffering, our suffering. You have been hammered to the cross with him. Your sinful flesh has already been nailed to the cursed tree. Your evil heart has been thrust through with a Roman spear, and all God's wrath is spent already. Because in baptism, your Savior shares his death with you. As Paul says, for if you have been united with him in a death like his, you shall certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. And this too is the reason why God summons us to holy baptism. This too is the reason why I bring my son to these waters today. Not only that he might die, but also that God might raise him up with Christ Jesus. For this font is not only a place of death, it is also a place of resurrection, a place of new birth, place of eternal life. Realize who you are then, baptized Christian. You are one who has been raised from the dead that you might walk in newness of life. You have already died to sin. You stand this very day alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, you are immortal. And though hell's army surrounds you, you shall not be afraid. You are sons of light, clothed in the blood-soaked armor of heaven's Lamb. Stand, therefore, in the helm of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth. Have your feet shod with the gospel, the shield of faith in one hand and the sword of the Spirit, God's word, in the other. For you are heaven's army here on earth. You war not against flesh and blood, but against the forces of evil in the heavenly places. This, baptized Christian, is who you are. Remember then the Lord your God, who creates in you a clean heart and renews in you a right spirit. Remember the Lord your God, who dips the branch of hyssop into the blood of his beloved lamb and sprinkles you clean. Remember the Lord your God, who pours out the blood of his only Son to wash you thoroughly from your iniquity and cleanse you from all your sin. Look upon the baptismal font this day and remember that your end is also your beginning. Here you are put to death with Christ, for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the God who kills in order to make alive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.